The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
And we're back again this Thursday morning.
8:30 in the morning.
Too early in the morning.
I hope you have your coffee or your tea or your smoothie.
My craft and my
your craft
snap.
And your snack.
My nap.
And then your, then your nap. So this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And yes, Thursday mornings at 8:30 in the a.m. And please email us your ideas. We love to get them. We got some ideas and we thought that we would do one of them. And one of them is what are food combinations that people like to eat? And so that was a request. And then we've also heard from Anthony and Mary, Marie, Patty, Jezebel, and Diphtheria.
She was the adamant one.
Okay, Diphtheria was made up. Yeah. I don't know where it came from. It came from somewhere. So we have a quote of the day, and then we have a riddle?
No.
Puzzle? True or false?
True or false.
All righty. So I really liked last week's quote of the day. If you all remember, it was Henry David Thoreau.
Yes.
That was a really good one. And then Vincent van Gogh said, "For the great doesn't happen through impulse alone and is a succession of little things that are brought together." All right, let's skip to another one. Robert Frost said, "The best way out is always through." Okay, and three is a charm. Let's see. Make sure your worst enemy doesn't live between your own two ears.
Oh, no, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Three is a charm.
Three is a charm.
Three is a charm.
All right.
If you hear something out there, people, someone's cleaning. I heard a vacuum cleaner. Did you hear that?
Not through these headphones.
Oh, I heard something. But it's nice. Someone's cleaning. That's a good thing.
Okay.
All right.
Now.
True or false?
True or false. Three of them. And two are false this time, and one is true. The Bible was originally written in Latin. One. Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a single NBA game. That's two. And the British Museum charges an entry fee. Three.
My church friends will actually disown me if I don't get that first one right. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to go anymore. and I'm struggling with it. All right, we will have that repeated at the top of the second half of our show, and we will give you the answers at the bottom half of the second half of our show.
Yes.
Oh, this is so. Well, I got this information from liveeatlearn.com, and these are food combinations that people eat that some may think is strange,
like peanut butter and mayonnaise.
Like peanut butter and mayonnaise. This one is salt and apples.
Oh no, I've had that.
I have had that.
Yeah,
and it's actually not bad.
No,
it brings out the sweet in the apple. Salt and apples might seem like a strange combination, but Is salty and sweet really that odd? Salt has the well-documented effect of drawing out flavors of sweetness, sourness, and umami. So when adding salt to apples, it just makes it taste more apple-y.
What is umami?
Umami is a flavor that is out there that people eat at times when they're eating food and meals and things like that. That's when someone thinks your mom's cute and says, "Ooh, mommy." Yeah, I'm not familiar with umami. I've heard of it. I think it's an Asian thing.
Okay. All right. We can look it up.
I know you're all looking it up. I know everybody's looking it up and yelling it at us.
And we can't hear you. Well, what I have is famous people who had different sides to them that you may not have realized.
Oh.
You've heard of Leo Tolstoy.
Yes.
Okay. He had a zany side, but he was quirky. When he went on the bandwagon for something, he went all out. In this one such instance, he decided to become a vegetarian. But the real fun began when his aunt complained one day that she'd really like chicken for dinner. She arrived at the table that night to find a live chicken tied to a chair and a butcher knife on her plate. So much for war and peace.
That's great. I love it. What a great sense of humor. Did you read War and Peace?
Yes.
Really?
Had to. School.
Well, had to school for me, too, and I didn't read it. It was too heavy. I couldn't hear. I saw those kids carrying that book around. And for those of you kids, if you're listening, we carried books. Lots of them.
We did.
And we didn't have backpacks. We carried them under our arms. We figured out what we had to bring home and carried those books around school all day to all of our classes. And that was a big book. Never even read the first line.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And I survived.
Ta-da!
Fries and milkshake.
Fries and milkshake are good.
They are. You dunk them.
Yeah.
So far, so good, huh?
Yeah.
If you grow up enjoying any burger joint, you probably thought you invented the combination, only to discover that just about every other kid does the same thing. And when you think about the sweet, creamy, and the salty combination, it's not that different in premise to something like poutine or loaded fries.
Coutine?
Poutine.
Poutine.
Poutine, too.
P-O-T?
P-O-U.
Oh.
Poutine. I don't know what poutine is.
Because poutine, it's spelled differently, is a drink.
Hmm. Do you dunk French fries in that?
Oh, honey, you would dunk anything in that. That is like... I can't remember the name of it. The reason. Oh, what the heck is it? Oh, it's the fire water. It's like
an alcoholic drink.
Yeah,
and it's like vodka.
No, it's worse than vodka.
It's stronger.
It is very strong. It's
tequila.
Homemade.
Oh,
stuff.
Sangria.
No.
Oh.
Homemade water.
Homemade water.
No.
Homemade. Does it have an E?
It looks like water.
Can I have a B? can I buy a vowel?
Arc, 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 arc.
Oh, moonshine.
There you go.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking of.
Just pop. I don't know why it popped. Moonshine pop. Don't raid my house. Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be the 100% proof, right?
Poutine. Michelangelo got his start in art forgery.
Is that right?
When he was 19 years old, he created a sculpture that he passed off as an antique from ancient Greece. So dedicated was he to the forgery that he buried it, dug it back up so it would have that old time-worn look. His efforts paid off when he sold the forgery to Cardinal Raphael Riario for far more than he would have admitted if the sculpture was an original. Ironically, when the Cardinal found out the truth, he was far more impressed than angry and helped launch Michelangelo's career.
Is that so? He was impressed. Oh, my. That's a very, very cool story. Peanut butter and pickles.
Ooh. No.
Okay. This one was mentioned in a Facebook group so many times that it must be a winner. Okay. Given pickles have a vinegary bite to them and salty peanut butter is pretty robust, it makes sense to pair these two unlikely friends.
Have you tried it?
No, but I would. I would. Nothing weird about it. I mean, I'll eat a pickle, I'll eat peanut butter. Why not just try it together?
Well, I wouldn't eat the pickle in the first place.
Oh, you don't like pickles?
No. The gherkins, maybe, the sweet
ones?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't say dill or sweet. I would think dill.
Dill, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like the dill pickle potato chips. They're good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take your word for it.
All right.
Charles Lindbergh secretly had multiple families. Though the famous aviator Charles Lindbergh was known for several things, he managed to keep some huge personal secrets. It turns out that during his marriage to his American wife, Anne Morrow Lindbergh, he also managed to father children with at least three other secret mistresses, two of whom were sisters, and they didn't mind.
Oh. Wonder how long he kept that a secret.
Don't know.
Oh, my. It's like Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens had a lady friend.
Did he?
They even say that when Charles Dickens died, they moved his body because they didn't want people to know he was with his friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he was a little quirky fellow. All righty. Pizza and ranch dressing. Now, we already decided that
pizza
we're never going to
dressing.
Eat ranch dressing ever again.
Nope.
But I have seen people do this. Nearly everyone knows someone who dips their pizza in ranch. The theory is that the cold ranch cools down the hot pizza.
I wouldn't do that.
If you want to give this a try, try it with air fryer pizza. There's a recipe here.
Oh.
And kefir ranch dressing. No, I don't think that's why.
No. Pizza's supposed to be warm and...
Right. That's like saying you eat butter because you want to cool down your toast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Your eyes just got huge like saucers.
Yeah. Okay. Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin were all nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Thankfully, none of them won. It's incredible that Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Benito Mussolini were all nominees. Hitler was nominated as a sarcastic joke by an anti-fascist member of the Swedish Parliament in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
Stalin was actually nominated not once but twice for his efforts to bring World War II to an end. And Mussolini was up for the award for helping get the Italian economy back on track.
Is that so?
Can you believe that?
No, I can't. But oh, we're in the dark again. You don't know it, but we are. But we're okay now. Yeah, that's very surprising. The Hitler one is super surprising, and I'm glad to hear that was a joke.
Yep.
Sriracha and peanut butter. Peanut butter is a common ingredient in Asian cooking between peanut ginger sauce and peanut curry. It makes sense that sriracha and peanut butter would go together. In fact, they make a tasty base to a really good Thai peanut.
What's a sriracha?
I think sriracha is a sauce made for people to eat when they go to restroom. She's banging her head against the microphone. So if the station's listening, she banged her head against her microphone, which is number one, just so you know, in case there's damage. No, I am worried about her head, though. I want to make sure you're okay. Sriracha is like this red stuff that you in a bowl.
Okay. All right. All right. You're doing well, man.
Oh, the next one is good.
Go ahead, then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. It actually gives a shout out to Trader Joe's. It said, Trader Joe's knows this as a popular weird food combination, chocolate and potato chips. They have two different chocolate potato chip combinations over the years, chocolate covered potato chips and clusters. Potato chip and chocolate clusters.
I'd eat it.
I would. It's the ultimate sweet, salty, and crunchy bite that we highly encourage you to try. I would dip the potato chips in like a chocolate fondue, warm chocolate.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would do that.
Boy, am I glad I ate before I got here.
Yeah. Yeah, I would dip. Oh, yeah, I would dip.
Okay.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln was honored by the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. He was famously known for his ability to mesmerize an audience. He gave a speech in Bloomington, Illinois that was so moving that all the reporters present forgot to take notes.
Oh.
Consequently, no transcript actually exists. What few people may know, however, was that Honest Abe was also a killer wrestler. He only lost one out of 300 wrestling matches and was even honored as an outstanding American in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Wow. I wonder if he was good because he had long arms and long legs.
Probably.
And he could wrap them around his opponent and hold them down.
Yeah.
Hard to imagine, isn't it?
I can see him in the ring.
You can? As a youngster. Lemon sorbet and peanut butter cups.
Now, I like lemon sorbet, but peanut butter cups? Reese's, like Reese's or something
like
that?
Yeah, they're showing a peanut butter cup. The refreshing lemon sorbet or a lemon ice cream paired with salty and sweet peanut butter cups that don't harden in the cold. Ice cream is perfection. So I don't understand that. The refreshing lemon sorbet paired with salty and sweet peanut butter cups that don't harden in the cold ice cream is perfection. Wouldn't it harden in the cold ice cream anyway?
I would think so.
So is that imperfection?
That's a perfect imperfection.
It's a perfect imperfection. Because it will harden in the ice cream. It does. I don't know how you do that. Maybe you just take a bite of each and put it in your mouth and swirl it around.
Maybe.
Mush it around and then get the flavor. I would try that.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Oh.
You found another good one? Robert E. Lee opposed war monuments. Whether or not Civil War there's a whole thing about whether or not they should be taken down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He was openly opposed to the idea of all war monuments. As we once put it, I think it wiser, moreover, not to keep open the sores of war, but to follow the examples of those nations who endeavor to obliterate the marks of civil strifes, to commit to oblivion the feelings engendered. All right.
So he was for taking them down?
He was for not even starting them.
Don't even putting them up?
Don't even put them up.
Ah, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought.
But there's a whole bunch of ones for the north, too, that should come down.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. I don't think they should come down. It's history. It's what it is.
Yep.
And like you said, we learn from it. Hopefully, do we? I don't know. Here's another combination. Balsamic vinegar and ice cream.
No.
Before you go thinking this category of food is gross, hold that thought. The tangy balsamic vinegar tasted delicious with classic vanilla ice cream. There's another weird combination, and I've had this. Watermelon and balsamic vinegar. I've tasted that. It's really good. It said balsamic vinegar would also be good on watermelon sorbet.
But it's bitter, isn't it?
It's vinegary. It's salty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have actually put chocolate olive oil on ice cream. And
chocolate
I know it sounds really
oil?
Strange, but it's really good.
Chocolate olive oil?
Uh-huh. So it doesn't make you feel guilty about eating ice cream because olive oil is good for you. Mmm. It's good for you. So you can say to yourself, I'm having some olive oil with a little ice cream and chocolate. And olive oil is good for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really yummy. All right.
All right. Let's see, which I had one here. Oh, yeah, Rousseau. Do you remember who Rousseau was?
No.
He was a French philosopher.
Okay.
Composer and writer. He had a pretty bizarre habit. He liked going around mooning random women. And in his autobiography, he explained why. After being spanked as a child by a woman who helped raise him, he was surprised to find that he enjoyed the experience.
Oh, no! Oh.
Seeing how this was long before the age of 50 Shades of Grey, he spent much of his life yearning to recreate the experience and would expose his bottom to strange women in alleyways.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, here's the thing. It's confusing because he was being spanked, but he was doing the exposure, not asking for the favor of the spanking. So was it just revealing, and that's it? It sounds like. Okay.
Whoa. Could be.
All right.
Okay. But you take it whatever way you want to take it.
It's just...
The man was famous.
You know, you got to say, lots of people, famous or not, have these weird things. Hopefully not. Okay. Tuna and olives. Tuna and olives.
Would you try that?
I would. It says that they use tuna, creamy mayo, and the olives. It's a salty and creamy combination. I would definitely try that. Oh, here's a simple one.
Okay.
Peanut butter and celery.
And celery?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. And you can put raisins on them, and then they call it ants on a log. Yeah, it's kind of a cute thing.
Sir Walter Raleigh's wife kept his head for years after he was executed.
What do you mean he kept it? Oh, the wife kept it. I thought he kept his head. Yeah. Well, we did talk about the chickens, right? Who run around without their noggins. She kept his head.
Many accounts claim that his wife, Elizabeth Bess Throckmorton, one of Queen Elizabeth's ladies-in-waiting, kept her husband's head for years after his death. Some said that she had it preserved in a case, and others said that she kept it in a leather bag.
Oh, gosh.
That's going overboard.
Yeah, that's really morose.
That's too, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... I'd need to speak to her. Just find out what she was thinking. Cream cheese and olive sandwiches.
I love cream cheese and olive sandwiches. I like cream cheese.
You cut up the olives.
So-so.
And you put them in the cream cheese, and it's got to be on soft white bread. Or you could do soft wheat bread, but it has to be soft bread. It's really good. But the next one, grilled cheese and ketchup.
Oh.
Yes, grilled cheese and ketchup. Cheese and ketchup seems to be a common weird food combination. And when you break it down, it's not much different than cheese on tomato soup. If you sprinkle cheese on your tomato soup, do you ever do that?
No.
And grilled cheese with tomato sandwich.
I'm not real thrilled about tomato soup.
Oh, you're not? You don't like any kind of tomato soup?
Not really.
Really? I love it.
Okay.
I do grilled cheese and mustard.
Cheese and mustard.
Mm-hmm.
That might not be bad.
It's good. It's got a little zip.
I like mustard.
You won't even believe the next one.
What?
Peanut butter and mayo.
Yay!
It is on here on a website.
Yay!
If you haven't figured it out, peanut butter can be paired with just about everything and tastes good. This weird food combination of peanut butter and mayo is excellent, and it even says you can mix it together and dip bananas in it.
Oh, I'd leave the bananas out, but...
Okay.
I eat that all the time.
I know you do. And I tried it, and it's not bad. It's really not bad. Got to try these things, people. Got to try these things.
Okay, I'm trying to find one here that looks really... Amelia Earhart's prenup insisted on an open marriage. She was an independent woman. She drew up the prenup. George Palmer Putnam proposed to Earhart 6 times before she agreed to marry him with a few conditions. The prenup made it clear not only that she would keep flying, but that she'd prefer to have an open marriage. She made her terms clear by writing, "I shall not hold you to a medieval code of faithfulness to me, nor shall I consider myself bound to you similarly."
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Why bother getting married?
Yeah, why bother? And now it makes me wonder about her crash. Maybe he drugged her before she got in the plane. And she could, but they never found her, did they? Maybe it was a plan.
Oh, my God. We have our own little conspiracy theory going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he didn't like it, and she was kind of, you know, doing the whoopee.
While she was flying the plane? Was that what it was? She was over there in the cockpit with a friendly neighbor?
Do you like cinnamon rolls?
I do.
You can put chili on your cinnamon rolls.
No, I can't.
No. And I don't mean chili, the thing you make in a pot. I mean chili. A chili, a pepper. It says try the Fresno chilies with orange cinnamon rolls. It says the chipotle glaze or a chipotle glaze on your cinnamon roll. Don't think so. You know what I learned about a cinnamon roll? If you have cinnamon rolls and you have them in your kitchen and they've gone a little stale,
yeah,
you can pop those puppies in the microwave,
yeah,
and it softens them right up, and that sugar glaze kind of melts again. And then you put butter all over that. Lots of butter. It's just like new.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's just like new. So if they're stale, don't throw them away. Pop them in the micro.
I'm going to do that if that happens.
And don't forget the butter. Mmm. Ouch.
John Quincy Adams was a skinny dipping eccentric. He was a massive fan of a good skinny dip and rose each morning to swim in the Potomac River completely naked. President Adams kept a pet alligator in the White House bathtub, claiming that he enjoyed the spectacle of guests fleeing from the room in terror. He also believed that mole people lived in the center of the earth and authorized an expedition to find them.
What?
John Quincy Adams was a...
little bit of a whack job.
A little bit of a character, yeah.
I think the thing that's the weirdest is the alligator. No, I think the weirdest thing is the expedition to find moles.
Mole people.
Mole people.
Yeah.
That live in the center of the earth?
Yep.
Hmm. That's an expense that I... That's a waste of money.
It doesn't say whether or not he found them, so I'm going to take it for granted that he didn't.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Ham and cheese sandwiches and jelly.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
No, I don't think I could do that.
Ham and cheese is good.
Ice cream and popcorn.
Yeah, I can see that.
So it says, similar to fries and milkshakes, salty popcorn and sweet ice cream is equally as good. There are even buttered popcorn-flavored ice creams with chunks of popcorn in them.
Hmm.
Popcorn would get soggy.
It would.
I wouldn't like it. Nope. Nope, that's not for me. Unless you sprinkled it on. I don't even think I'd want it sprinkled on the top.
Okay.
Would you eat it?
I might try it.
Yeah. We could do a show, you know, and just have people come in and bring all the weird food. And
ay, vein, posque, tres. Walt Disney made his housekeeper a multimillionaire.
Who did?
Walt Disney.
Oh.
After being fired from a newspaper job for lack of imagination, he went on to enjoy the last laugh. Working for him had its perks. He gave his beloved housekeeper shares of Disney stock as bonuses. Though she never sold the shares out of respect for Walt when she died, her estate was discovered to be worth $9 million, half of which she left to charity.
I wonder who got the other half.
Probably one of her children.
I would have been happy with half.
Yeah.
I would have been okay. I always think it's funny how people win the lottery and then complain. Because they've had to pay, you know, they win
the tax.
$18 million. They have to pay the tax. And let's say they get half. They get $9 million and they complain.
Yeah.
I don't really understand that at all. What's the first thing you would buy if you won a big lottery?
A new car.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
What about you?
Crab legs. I'd go have a big crab leg. I would get 2 pounds just for me. And then I would get my own butter. I wouldn't share it. And I wouldn't let anybody talk to me. Just eat them.
You can do that once a day.
Yep. What else do we have on this? Oh, it says vanilla ice cream and good quality extra virgin olive oil. Doesn't say anything about chocolate olive oil, but it's saying here that people have, and this is a survey that was done.
Yeah.
That people will eat ice cream with good quality olive oil. I don't know that I'd have it if it didn't have the chocolate in it. I'll be darned. The cold ice cream with the smooth olive oil is decadent in taste and rich in healthy fats. What happened over there?
I spilled my water.
And you're putting it back in the cup?
From, yeah. I'm glad I already got done with that part.
Are you going to drink it?
Probably. You dare me?
No, don't. She drank. Okay, so, all right. You let me know later if you have a little tummy ache. Just in her defense, she spilled the water on paper, and it didn't go on, like, the floor. She didn't scoop it up off the floor. Have you ever had cottage cheese and potato chips?
No.
Well, that's what it says.
Hmm.
Cottage cheese and potato chips and egg whites and oatmeal. Ugh.
Egg whites and oatmeal? How would you cook?
It says, I love, love, love using egg whites in oatmeal. They add protein and creaminess with no added flavors or milk required. And you can go online and you can look up a quick egg white oatmeal. And they tell you how to do it. Well, I guess if the egg white's cooked. And
if they're cooked, yeah.
Doesn't add any. Yeah. Maria would be able to have that. She can eat egg whites.
I bet you Marie's already had it.
Maybe. She may have.
Did you, Marie?
I don't know. Maybe.
Tell us.
Maybe. Maybe. I know my sisters had the French fries and the ice cream, the milkshake.
Oh, I have too.
Yeah, for sure.
Benjamin Franklin is still known as one of the most brilliant men in American history, and by 1785, he was the wealthiest person in the United States. Despite earning honorary degrees from schools such as Yale and Harvard, he only had 2 years worth of formal education before dropping out.
Is that so?
He got whatever money he had, he spent on books and became a literary sensation at the age of 16. He sneaked letters into his brother's newspaper. Sneaked letters into him, huh? He became so popular.
Oh.
As Silence Doggood, that was his pen name. She received several marriage proposals before Franklin revealed her true identity. He had a woman's pen name.
Oh, I got a little worried for a minute. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I like those. Egg whites and ketchup.
Egg whites and ketchup.
Yep. You cook the egg whites and you put the ketchup in there. Or you just put the ketchup on top of the egg whites and there you have it.
All right.
Time for a break.
Pittsfield Community Radio. 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure? Coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And we are back. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we do this show called
Stuff.
And this is the second half of our show. And Bev is going to share true or false.
Soggy true or false.
It got wet. Oh, yes, it did.
The Bible was originally written in Latin, number one. Number two, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a single NBA game. And number three, the British Museum charges. The British Museum charges an entry fee.
Oh.
True or false?
Alrighty then. So I have some different things that I am going to talk about. These are ways to reuse things that you generally toss out.
Okay.
That you throw away.
That's good.
All right. A hose reel. So you've got your hose outside.
Oh,
you've got that wheel with the handle on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you get a different hose, the kind that shrivels up, so you don't need the reel any longer.
Right.
So you toss it out. Well, this says roll your Christmas lights on the wheel when you're putting them away.
Ah.
It says to keep holiday lights from getting tangled and make it easy to string them around the yard next year, roll all the strings of lights onto a portable hose reel with wheels and a handle.
Put them in the basement and...
Yeah, or in the garage and wait until next year. And
okay.
You have them and they're not tangled. And this picture actually shows the bulbs that were the large, large bulbs like we used to have.
Okay.
Not the little tiny ones.
Yeah.
Which the large ones are probably easier to do that with.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stonewall Jackson's arm has its own grave.
What? Just his arm?
Just his arm. He was accidentally shot in the arm 3 times by friendly fire during a reconnaissance mission. His arm had to be amputated along with ammonia was part of the cause of his death. Friendly fire. A chaplain who served with the company didn't think it would be right to simply toss the arm into the regular pile of amputated limbs, so he gave it its own Christian burial, complete with a headstone.
So the arm grave has a headstone. The arm grave has a headstone. So there's an arm and a head. Get it?
Hey, hey.
Well, no, that wasn't really very funny, was it?
No.
Okay. Paper tubes. Like paper towel tubes. Or toilet paper tubes. It says there are several uses for paper tubes, like cord storage. That's right, like musical instrument. Tell me where you're playing next. Making your vacuum cleaner reach in more places. You take the tube and you collapse it and put it into your vacuum cleaner hose to make it longer, and you can go deeper into your cleaning. It's going to add, it says, 3 extra feet. Oh, I see. You're going to put it in a vacuum cleaner extension.
Yeah.
And it's going to add 3 extra feet so you can put it in corners or
sure.
Reach a ceiling fan.
Yep.
I don't know. When I reach a ceiling fan, I get on a chair.
Yeah.
But that's clever. All right. We'll do that. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Is something coming up?
Oh, yes. Oh.
All right. Thomas Edison's last breath is on display in a museum. In the annals of fandom, Henry Ford went above and beyond in his devotion to his idol, Thomas Edison. Ford even had the good fortune of having a friendship with Edison throughout his life. Some say that Ford asked Charles Edison, Henry's son, to collect his father's last breath when he died. Whether at Ford's request or not, Charles asked for 8 open test tubes at his father's bedside to be sealed upon Edison's death. He later sent one to Ford, and Edison's last breath is still on display today at the Henry Ford Museum.
Wonder what they corked it with. Because the cork, depending on what they put in there, that would let it come out because the cork isn't solid. They must have sealed it with something solid.
They sealed it, but they didn't say with what.
Oh, wow. That's really kind of cool in a very weird way.
Kind of eerie.
Yeah, for sure.
Save your last breath.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I would swat you away or something.
You wouldn't, yeah?
I don't think I'd go for it.
Yeah. All right, but you have an old toothbrush? Old toothbrushes are great at cleaning tough-to-reach spots. Now, that discount and dollar stores carry cheap electric toothbrushes, you can add a modern twist to routine bathroom cleaning. Rapid vibration.
You don't even have to...
No! Will quickly scrub out stubborn dirt, while the long handle can get to hard-to-reach places without all the elbow grease.
Cool.
I'm all in for that. Look at that.
And I bet you can get different sizes, too.
I bet you could.
Napoleon Bonaparte wrote a romance novel you can still buy on Amazon.
What can you buy?
A romance novel from Napoleon.
That he wrote?
Others are fighters, some are lovers, but Napoleon Bonaparte was a bit of both. The famed French general and emperor had a soft side. He had a romance novel called Clisson et Eugénie. I know I probably murdered that.
Was it a murder mystery?
Written a year before Napoleon met and married his wife Josephine.
Oh.
There is now an English translation of the novel that came out in 2009, but you can check it out today by purchasing a copy on Amazon.
And it doesn't say what the name of it is in English?
No. That must be two names, though, Eugene and Clisson.
That had it's a love story.
Yes.
Not a murder mystery.
Right. It's a romance novel.
A romance novel by Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah.
Huh. Would you be interested in reading that?
No.
Okay. Socks. Or socks.
Yes.
Don't throw your socks away. The next time you need to clean your window blinds, use an old sock on your hand. Your hand makes a perfect tool for reaching all of the nooks and crannies on the blinds, and the socks pick up the dust wonderfully.
There you go.
So you can just, and the best kind of socks to use for that are the ones that are fluffy that you buy at Christmas time that are really soft.
Yeah.
And it actually shows that sock in the picture. Oh, you can take a wine bottle. Oh, I don't know. You'd have to know how to cut glass, but this is cool. So you'd lay the wine bottle on its side and cut the top off of the whole length of the bottle.
Oh.
And then make it a plant, to put dirt in it and plant flowers in it.
No.
I wouldn't go to the trouble.
It'd be tiny, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't think I'd go to the trouble. But, you know, you never know what people might want to do, right?
Jeez.
Right.
Like put your middle finger on display in a museum.
Who did that?
Galileo.
No.
100 years after famed Italian astronomer Galileo Galilei died, his remains were reburied in the Santa Croce Basilica. During the move, however, several of his admirers decided to take a few ghoulish souvenirs. By the time he was reburied, he was missing three fingers, a vertebra, and a tooth. And the bizarre keepsakes were passed down through various families until two of the fingers and the tooth appeared at an auction in 2009. The remaining middle finger traveled through various museums and was on display at the aptly named Galileo Museum in Florence, Italy.
Oh, my gosh. So you would have to verify, if it went to auction, you'd have to verify
that it was him.
A vertebrae? That's what it said.
Yeah.
A vertebrae. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Plastic grocery bags.
Okay.
You can take these plastic grocery bags, use them as a trash bag in the bathroom, but there's a number of different uses. There's a blogger called, and you can look this up, Circular Threads with a Z at the end.
Okay.
Says she turns heads when she heads to the store with her handmade plastic grocery bag pocketbook. It took her about 9 hours and around 500 plastic bags.
Wow.
To make this reusable bag. So it's
crocheted?
It's a pocketbook, and it looks like she twisted it by hand, kind of like when you make those, remember when we used to make oven mitts on a little frame?
On the, like potholders?
The potholders, yeah.
Yes.
It kind of looks like that, but it's all plastic bags. I think it's interesting that it's striped. She's got brown ones on the bottom. She's got a row, like six rows of white ones with different colors, and then orange.
She was meticulous.
She really was. That's really cool. Very cool.
I don't think I'll try it.
No, I'm not going to try it. Oh, here's one that I've done.
Okay. All right.
If you have an old chair that's got a wicker seat.
Yes.
And it's busted.
Right.
You just bust it more and you get a pot with flowers in it and push it down into the hole and put that outside.
I've seen them.
I've done that probably three times.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And if you want, you can paint the chair. And you can sit it anywhere in your yard. And it's beautiful. Look at that. So if you have an old chair, people, don't throw it away if it's got one of those cane seats. You can just put a pot in there with flowers. It's real pretty.
And you can have fun punching out the seat.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
What else you got?
I have don't throw away packing peanuts. Now, I have to say, I don't know if this would be good for your plants, but it says that you can use packing peanuts at the bottom of your pots for drainage. Packing peanuts aren't going to go into your curbside pickup container, but places like UPS and other shipping retailers will accept packing peanuts for recycling. You can also use packing peanuts in your garden for drainage. But I wonder if whatever they're made out of wouldn't be good for your garden. And you wouldn't want to use the kind that you can melt. Have you seen those?
No.
They're packing peanuts that you can actually throw in your bathtub and spray water on them, and they just dissolve. They're made of like a food product.
They don't clog your sink?
I don't know. I don't do it, but I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am. Are you going to do your true or false?
Yes.
All right.
The Bible was originally written in Latin, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a single NBA game, and the British Museum charges an entry fee. Two are false and one is true.
I think the Bible was written in Greek. So I think that that's false. The second one was?
Wilt Chamberlain.
I think that's true. And the next one was?
The British Museum charges an entry fee.
I think that's false.
Very good. You got every single one right.
Yay. I wish I got a prize.
The Bible was written in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
Okay. Oh, good. Good. I should have known the other two, but at least I got that one. And Wilt Chamberlain really did do that.
Yes, 100 points in a single
points.
Game.
So you figure how many points you get per basket? Three?
Three.
And then you get 1 point on the rebound shots? Not the rebound shots. What are those called? The when they stand and they stand inside and they... I think that's 1 point.
I know what you're
talking
about.
When there's some kind of a foul and then they have to stand and there's three or four on one side and three or four on the other and then somebody does a shot, that shot.
Right, right.
What's that called? That shot. That's a lot
I'll
of
think
points.
Of it on
that
the way
had
home.
To be a crazy game. Can you imagine the audience that were the people that were watching that game to witness that?
Anybody here know about that?
Oh my gosh, that had to be very exciting. Very exciting.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
That is the end of our show.
See you next week. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.